Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Monday, June 22. Good morning. It's 8:09, and let's check in with Dean Richards, get the entertainment report. Hi, Dean.
Good morning. Did you have a nice Father's Day?
Yes, I got my wish list of all my favorite foods, and I'm digesting today very slowly.
Well, that's graphic.
And by the way, speaking of food, got a text about your cooking segment the other day. Somebody said it reminded them of how Ray Rayner's do-it-yourself projects often went.
I've heard that several times.
High praise.
Yeah, I'm honored to be mentioned in the same breath as Ray Rayner. Even though his do-it-yourself projects were really synonymous with disaster.
That's why we love them.
Every time. But I guess that's, you know, if there's a chance I may set myself on fire when I cook. This week, my cooking segment this week involves no fire. So really, there's only a chance that I may cut off a finger.
Well, yeah, hopefully there'll still be a way you can hurt yourself.
Yeah, well, there's there are a lot of knives are going to be involved, so the danger potential is still quite high.
What was the amount? I didn't hear it. The final amount of money that Kurt Cobain's guitar went for?
$6 million.
Man.
$6 million. This is the guitar that he played on the famous MTV Unplugged special. And previously, the highest price that anyone paid for a rock and roll guitar, you know, piece of memorabilia like that was $3.9 million. So this is this was a record breaker, and it was a music collector that paid for it. With way too much money on his hands.
Yeah, no kidding. Justin Bieber's in the news. What's this all about?
Yeah, this is a story that broke overnight, actually. Bieber has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman back in 2014. A woman who identifies herself on Twitter as Danielle says that it happened at a hotel in Austin, Texas, back in 2014. That she was sexually assaulted by Bieber after she objected to him going too far when they were consensually making out. That's what the tweet said. Bieber responded overnight with about 15 tweets to that, saying that he's going to fight the allegations, that he'll be taking legal action against her, that he even tweeted out pictures and emails and receipts proving that he was with Selena Gomez at the time of the allegation, and even staying at a completely different hotel. So we'll see how this one plays out.
And also, Ansel Elgort in the news. I don't know who this is.
I bet you would recognize him if you saw him. He was in Fault of Our Stars. He was in the Divergent movies. He was in Baby Driver most recently. He's starring in West Side Story, the remake of West Side Story that is scheduled to come out later on this year. He is a huge up-and-coming star. And he also has been accused of sexual assault by a woman who identifies herself as Gabby, says that she was 17 when Elgort assaulted her, that she now is suffering from PTSD and panic attacks as a result of that, but wants to talk about it, get it out in the open, and try to heal. But Elgort responded as well with a statement on Instagram saying that they had a brief, legal, and consensual relationship. But what she says happens, he says simply did not happen. He did acknowledge that he broke up with her in probably not the best way possible, but did not sexually assault her in any way. So that one's going to play out in court also.
Also in the entertainment headlines today, Tom Petty's estate sending out a cease and desist order to the Trump campaign. This is about the music they're playing at the rallies.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, this is music that they played at the rally in Tulsa on Saturday night. They played the Tom Petty song, I Won't Back Down. And the family says that the president, his campaign, anyone associated with them was in no way authorized to do to use the music, and said, in their words, they do not want to be associated with furthering a campaign that leaves too many Americans and common sense behind. So there's been no comment on this from the Trump campaign. This is not the first time that the Trump campaign have used music at their rallies without permission, without authorization. This is probably about the sixth or seventh cease and desist order that's been issued to the campaign about artists not wanting their music used.
Movie news this morning, the Hamilton trailer is out, isn't it?
Yeah, if you go to, well, we've got it on our site at WGNTV.com. It's on YouTube. It's all over the place. It's the first look at this movie version of Hamilton that will be streaming on demand, also on Disney Plus, on July 3rd for the 4th of July weekend. This is not a remake, but this is an actual performance that was recorded in July of 2016 before Lin-Manuel Miranda left the show, before the original cast began to leave the show. So this is an opportunity to see the Tony and Pulitzer and Grammy award-winning original cast of Hamilton doing the show. As I say, it'll be on Disney Plus. It was supposed to be in theaters. Now it's going to be on Disney Plus July 3rd.
Dean Richards reporting from WGN-TV on entertainment. How is D.L. Hughley this morning?
D.L. Hughley is doing okay. He, on Friday night, was doing stand-up comedy at a comedy club in Nashville. Right in the middle of the show, he was in the middle of a joke. He got a little wobbly and then sat down on a stool and then passed out, fell off the stool. He was rushed to a hospital where they did a battery of tests. Turns out he was dehydrated and suffering from exhaustion. Well, while he was at the hospital, they did a series of tests on him and also found that he tested positive for COVID-19. He has no symptoms whatsoever. He's one of these people that are asymptomatic people, you know, who are walking around going, I feel fine, and don't know if they have anything or not. That was D.L. Hughley. He is now going to stay at a hotel in Nashville for a couple of weeks to stay away from his family to protect them while hopefully he gets better.
Hopefully. Dean has been talking to Jon Stewart. Now, I saw a clip of this movie, and I was flipping around, and I couldn't figure out, is this a documentary? What is this Jon Stewart project?
No, this is a movie that was written and directed by Jon Stewart. It's a comedy, but it is a very pointed and very searing comedy about the inside workings of politics, choosing of the candidates, manipulating the data, putting spin on things, everything that we see on TV. This movie kind of shows you who's working the puppets, who's making it all happen. It's a movie really about political operatives. There is one that is on the left, played by Steve Carell, and there is one on the right that is played by Rose Byrne. And when you watch these characters, you can see, you know, kind of who they're basing their characters on. If you watch any of the 24-hour network news show, it's all the talking heads that you see on the various networks. But this movie equally pokes fun at the left and right, but mostly shows you this is how this system works. This is how this system of the politics that we see it happens. So I found it very, very funny. Steve Carell is great. Chris Cooper is a farmer, a former Marine corporal, I think he was, hero, and now a farmer in Wisconsin. And he is talked into running for mayor of his little small town. So Chris Cooper, Steve Carell, Rose Byrne, and Jon Stewart explained, you know, kind of what his thought was in making this movie. I felt like I have no idea what's really going on behind the scenes until you laid it out for me.
Well, that's, you know, that's the hope. I think for the film to kind of land, you have to feel like you're watching a different film. And so setting it up in a manner that you feel like you can buy into the tropes and the things that, you know, you have to sort of believe. It's why somebody like Chris Cooper being in it is so important, because he grounds the identity that you think is being exploited. And so you have to kind of buy into that, so that when we finally reveal what's happening, you can have a sense of maybe just one brief moment of like, oh yeah, why do we accept this system the way that it is currently constructed? And why do we allow what is ostensibly designed to be a public service to be corrosive to public good?
Do you feel fortunate that you got out at the time that you got out, so you don't have to deal with all of this mess? Or do you wish that you were in the thick of it all right now as well?
Well, no, I mean, you know, the perspective on this being, you know, when I was doing it during the Iraq War and 9/11, you know, I can't say that during that time I didn't think, oh, this is a mess, but I'll bet 10 years from now it'll be more of a mess. I think it has less to do with the moment and more to do with, I just felt like my time had passed, that I'd done the conversation that I felt like I could have with the audience through that mechanism. I felt like I had done all that I could do, and that it was time to let someone else bring more, a different energy and a different perspective, because that's what the audience deserved as well. Dean, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
The first person that I've talked to today that is at work.
See, some of us are trying to get on with our lives.
I'm very impressed with you, Dean.
Yes, this is even though you don't see one person behind me, I'm virtually alone.
There, but I'm just happy that somebody.
I am actually in an office. Yes, I'm actually in an office pretending like I'm hard at work today.
Beautiful.
Because some of us care enough to come and do our jobs every day from our appointed posts.
Yeah, nice call. He's such a smart guy, isn't he?
He really is. This movie is so smart. I mean, it's a combination of really smart and revealing and also really funny. And, you know, a lot of people are going, oh, Jon Stewart, I don't want to hear his liberal rantings. This movie takes on the liberals, takes on the conservatives. It shows the BS factor on both sides of all of this. It's a really well-done movie. And as I say, it's going to be on demand starting this coming Friday.
What's the name of it?
Irresistible.
All right, we have to check that out.
Irresistible.
Is this a typo? Can this be? I read that today, June 22nd, Kris Kristofferson's birthday. He's 84.
That's not possible.
No, that can't be.
Although he did look like he was 84 when he was 34.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
Let's see. Let's check the birthday meter here and see.
Yeah,
Chris.
What?
He is 84.
Wow.
84. Unbelievable. Willie Nelson's 87.
Well, yeah, and he's looked that way, too, for many decades.
34. A little side note story. Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg are going to record a song together.
That could be fun.
They're going to be going into a studio together and recording a song. I only hope they have enough Fritos and garlic dip for whatever aftermath anybody's going to have in that studio between those two.
You know it. All righty, Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
See you tomorrow. Bye.